You're exactly right. There's nothing wrong with that. And you know why? And you know why? You know why we're saying that? We're saying that because if I, a guy who knows this business, if I did a tenth of what she did, I would be in jail today.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Look Forward. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my co-host, Andy.
There are no heroes in the Republican Party.
That is true. We are back. I don't know what to say to all of you. Hopefully you enjoyed the opening for this episode. I think Andy and I enjoyed figuring out what that was going to be. I love and hate this week equally. Obviously we're going to talk about Michael Flynn. Obviously we're going to talk about the tax bill. So there's your good and your bad. Then we're going to talk a lot about, sort of some of the details of the tax bill as it's going on right now, some more details from the Michael Flynn stuff and some larger implications there. Rex Tillerson, I'm just going to go out on a limb and say the president is a 4-year-old, and we'll get more into that later. Chuck Grassley is a piece of shit. Congratulations. Orrin Hatch, also a piece of shit.
Yes.
Paul Ryan, massive hypocrite. Just massive hypocrite. And our final thoughts on Doug Jones versus Roy Moore, the battle in Bama. That's just what I'm calling it now. That happens.
Goes down next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. So that will be roughly around the time that will actually be the day we record. So next week. So we will have up to the minute, not really accurate numbers. So we'll see what happens, and we'll give our thoughts on it this week and what we think is going to happen. And then obviously we'll talk more about it next week.
There's a chance we don't have the results of that one till late because it's supposed to be close.
Yeah.
And it's Alabama, so I assume they have to, like, ride the votes in on a donkey.
There's no way they use a donkey. That's way too modern. They fire
the vote cart.
No, they fire the votes by trebuchet. Something like that. Screaming roll tide or whatever the hell that means. Alabama, we love you. Parts of you.
We don't, but we're pretending to until you vote for Roy Moore, and then we'll go right back to hating
you. Yeah, we will cast you directly into the lake of liberal fire that is mostly made of kale and kombucha.
if you put Doug Jones in the Senate, we will start like every show with like Roll Tide, War Eagle, and whatnot.
Roll Tide and War Eagle? I don't know what any of that means. I commented on one of our listeners who lives in Alabama on a picture that he posted, and I searched like for gifts that were Roll Tide, and it was literally just Tide bottles rolling down a field. I was like, there you go.
The Alabama Crimson Tide is their big school, but then the other one is Auburn, and their thing is War Eagle, and I'm being bipartisan.
Sure. I don't know.
Sure.
I've never been to Alabama. And if they vote for Roy Moore, I never will. we also have two impeccable stories from This Week in Stupid. One of them is just really funny. The other one might be the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It's amazing. And it just broke maybe 2 hours ago. So, yeah. Oh. This is a good one.
I was napping. I'm ready to be surprised.
Yeah. Okay. It's the Paul Manafort story, so look forward to that.
New Paul Manafort story?
Okay. Yeah. This is a doozy. All right. So before we get started, make sure you go to lookforwardshow.com/premium. Sign up for premium content. You get all the premium shows in the TNP Studios network, including this show in its entirety, because if you're listening to the free portion right now, you are only going to get the first hour. Let's get right into it. Again, the premium stuff is only $5 a month or $50 for the full year. Lookforwardshow.com/premium. All right. Domestic politics this week. Michael Flynn, pleads guilty to lying to the FBI. This was on Friday, Flynn Friday. We had Mueller or Manafort Monday. And everyone was very surprised at the charges that he got, which were identical to one George Papadopoulos. So the talk that Michael Flynn had possibly flipped and was working with the Mueller team seems to be panning out. We had talked about that previously last week, that there were sort of implications that it might be happening. Well, now we have verification that it is most likely happening. Obviously, we don't know, for sure, but let's say we're 99.9% sure here. Your thoughts on this?
Well, we, you know, like we said, there was a couple of indicators, you know, because we talked about it on the show last week that his lawyers had stopped talking to the White House lawyers. And so that was an indicator that something was going to happen. A few weeks ago, we talked about that Turkish dude, Reza Sarab, mm-hmm. who disappeared from his jail cell and popped up hanging out with Bob Mueller.
Oops.
so they have presumably have everything on this Turkish kidnapping. And he only pled guilty to, yeah, just lying to the FBI. But they've got a cooperating witness against Flynn for the Russia kidnapping, which implicates his son as well. So he's in big boy trouble if he doesn't cooperate, basically. Like, he didn't have an option.
Well, and you call, I mean, you kind of called this, right? You said that this this idea of putting his son in play, you know, even though Michael Flynn is a garbage human being and not a patriot, a traitor to his country. But even he would protect his son if that was thrown up. And it seems to be that that's exactly what they used.
Most people would. I don't think Trump will, but most people would.
No. I mean, honestly, I think the Trump kids, minus Tiffany, would sacrifice themselves for him. Like, I know for a fact that Trump Jr. and Eric, I don't know for a fact, I shouldn't say that, but I would highly suspect that Trump Jr. and Eric would throw themselves on the altar to protect their dad. If they got like 10 years, like, they'd be like, yeah, all right, we're going to go to a fancy pants prison. We're going to, you know, we'll get money when we get out. No big deal. I don't know if Ivanka would.
No.
I don't think she
Ivanka
would.
Wouldn't spend an hour in prison for her dad.
Yeah. What's the tablescape look like in prison? Yeah, I feel like she'd probably be like how, look, the way my check-ins and savings are set up, I'm not going to be able to do this. Sorry, Dad. Like, I'm just not going to. I'm not really trying to play this this bang playlist with Jared and while doing conjugal visits. Like, I really don't think that's
my 21-minute hot stuff playlist.
Yeah, no, I don't think. I don't think so.
So yeah, so it's one thing to, you know, be a fuck up and get yourself in trouble, but he didn't want to see his garbage son go to prison for a long time, and so they have that on him, and he's been working, or he's got the New York AG Eric Schneiderman cooperating with him. So basically, there's no way Trump can pardon his way out of this. He could pardon Flynn right now, and they're like, okay, well, we have this New York crime here,
yeah,
ready to drop on your boy's head at any point.
I mean, it's basically, they literally just have kind of like a swinging axe over Michael Flynn, and they're like, I dare you. I fucking dare you to do anything, and we'll destroy you. Look, it's, you know, ABC had done that reporting. I'm pretty sure this is still accurate. There was part of the reporting that apparently wasn't accurate from Brian Ross, that Flynn's confidant of Flynn's said that he's ready to testify on record about Trump's staff and including Trump's kids, which would be, I would assume, just Donald Trump Jr. and Ivanka. That during...
No, it was Barron.
Yes, Barron and Tiffany. They're going to
Barron orchestrated the whole fucking thing.
Well, from his computer, from his cyber laptop.
Barron Trump is Guccifer too.
I believe that. But that, you know, he would testify against Trump's staff and Trump's kids, Barron included, and that Trump asked him to contact Russia, which is also super interesting. I think initially they said that candidate Trump told him to go after Russia or try to communicate with Russia, but apparently it was after he had already won the election. Still, it doesn't matter. Like, it does not matter. You still were not president then, which is illegal.
Stuff that Flynn has, though, because he was there pretty much the entire campaign.
You mean former Obama official Michael Flynn?
Right. Trump's ridiculous lawyer puts out a statement in Comic Sans.
Yeah.
Former Obama official Michael Flynn was.
So, like, is the implication that Flynn was secretly working with Obama to infiltrate the Trump administration and like screw him over? Is that the plan? Yeah. Okay, guys. I would love for them to try that one as the new argument.
When Obama met with Trump, he told him like two like really specific things. And it was like, hey, yeah, this North Korea shit, you keep an eye on that. That's gonna be a problem. And the other was, don't hire Michael Flynn.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we fired this guy. He's terrible. Don't hire Michael Flynn in any capacity. And they went ahead and did it anyway.
But you know what?
Trump is so loyal, you know.
Right. But you know what's really kind of interesting? Like, listening to that whole conversation in a number of venues this week, that idea that Obama came to him and said, hey, don't hire Flynn. All that tells me, I don't know if you remember that New York Times article it was either the New York Times or the Post. And it was that big article like, this is what they were doing. This is what the Obama administration was doing when they first found out about the Russian thing. And like, they had all these like hack countermeasures that they were like ready to implement. But, you know, Trump has to do them, which of course he won't ever do against the Russians. And so they had all these countermeasures. That means that the Obama administration knew that Flynn was working with them. They knew. And they couldn't blow up his fucking spot at the time. Which to me means that they were likely surveilling him after he got fucking fired. And they were watching this guy and they were just like, yeah, this dude is corrupt to the fucking hilt. And they couldn't go after him because he's a private citizen at that point.
Well, he headed up one of the – which agency was it?
The DIA, Defense Intelligence
Agency. Defense Intelligence Agency, right. Yeah, and he got fired and immediately goes and starts working for the Russians and Russian subsidiaries.
Right.
And, yeah, of course they have an eye on a former general and former head of one of their departments when he's off running around in Moscow with Vladimir Putin.
Yep.
And it wasn't a secret. Everybody's seen the photo, you know.
Yeah, he's sitting right next to fucking Jill Stein's. Punk ass.
Sure.
When are they going to arrest Jill Stein? That is my only question. Dude, look, if anybody gets like randomly arrested and like taken down in this, I would love it to be Jill Stein and somehow also Susan Sarandon. Both of them. I don't know why
Susan
she would be
Sarandon
arrested,
was paid by Vladimir Putin.
I believe it. God, I would love that. We must take down Susan Sarandon. Yeah, we didn't talk about old Suze last week. Susan Sarandon can kick rocks, dude. Like, can you just stop talking in public? Also, why don't you do this one thing that I know rich people rarely do? Just admit that you were wrong.
No, she can't do that. Never, ever, 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 ever.
I got to tell you, I would love to interview Susan Sarandon. I'd be like, what the fuck is your problem? That's my only question. Also, do you realize how hot your daughter is? Just saying. She was on Californication. She was really hot. But
I as an actress, I really do like Susan Sarandon.
Yeah, I do too, actually. Like, that's the thing. It's like, could you stop being a dum-dum? Could you stop?
Anyway, so Michael Flynn comes into the Trump campaign with a pre-existing relationship with Vladimir Putin, and all this crazy Russia stuff happened. And So yeah, the ABC reporter got himself suspended for putting two and two together without without the proper backup.
I mean, look,
they
I
got
get
suspended
it.
For 4 weeks. But it. That okay, so that's yet again what we've been talking about. Your three major networks, your NBC, your CBS, your ABC, you get in big trouble if you go out with something unconfirmed like that.
Yeah.
And that was just an assumption he made, which is
correct.
Safe.
I mean, it's correct.
Correct. But yeah, so Flynn, he's there's no bad part of the campaign that Flynn probably doesn't have knowledge of. So they're in big boy trouble.
Yeah, look, Flynn is a dangerous character, man. And look, a lot of news outlets have been speculating, like, look, you don't go after Flynn. You don't grab him to get him to cooperate to grab somebody who is on his level or lower. You only go after somebody bigger. And the fact of the matter is, the only people who are bigger are Donald Trump Jr., Jared Kushner, Jeff Sessions, or the president.
Yes. Or the vice president.
Or the vice president, yes. So, like, was that five names? Like, that's not a lot. I mean, he's not grabbing Michael Flynn to grab Hope Hicks. Who cares?
Now, we got this guy for 25 to life, but we're going to let him off the hook so we can grab KT McFarlane.
Yeah. let's get that dick steamer Hope Hicks in here. more on that later. But, you know, it's like
we really want to get Stephen Miller.
Yeah, this is all to take down that dead-eyed asshole Stephen Miller. Like, no. Look, you know, some people said, "Oh, they'll go after Donald Trump Jr." I don't think so, not yet. Cuz Donald Trump Jr. is too that's his son. So Trump is likely to just freak out, right? He's like, "Whoa!" like and then just do something crazy drastic, right? But you got to slow roll it. You can't go after Sessions because you need Sessions there until the end. You got to leave him dangling just long enough to play. I mean, they literally just tied Sessions' arms behind his back, and Sessions is just being used as a battering ram to knock down the fucking White House, which is ironic because he's so small. But
so very very small.
He's just so tiny. But the only logical person to go after is Kushner. And look, I don't think Jared Kushner is going to fucking roll over for the president, dude. Like, or rather throw himself on the mercy of the court for the president. I don't think so.
No, Kushner ain't doing time for Trump.
Nah, dude. He's gonna,
Fox, no.
He's going to be like, this marriage ain't working out? Nah, it just don't work out. I'm rich.
You know what I need Mueller to do? I need him to like have Chris Christie come in with his dad's orange jumpsuit. With Kushner's dad orange jumpsuit. Like, yeah, I just need to measure this, make sure this fits.
Yeah, is this
cool? Putting you in the same suit. You're going down to Alabama.
No! You know what actually would be, if you're going to go after Kushner, like, no bullshit, like, let us whisper of a dream, as Marcus Aurelius would say. The way you get Kushner is easy. You just implicate fucking Ivanka in something. Look, she's got a ton of local state crimes, dude. All that shady shit in New York, shady shit in Panama, all of it. Like, them getting busted with the Trump Soho stuff and lying about it and it getting dropped. That, look, you just be like, look, I'm going to put your wife in prison. Or you're going to fucking play ball. Well, I think that maybe I'll play ball then. Yeah, that's what I thought.
She was running the Trump Tower in Panama.
Yep.
Which is basically just a facility to launder drug money.
Yeah. For the Russians, almost exclusively.
No, also some local drug dealers.
Oh, I mean, that's true. There are plenty of drug
anybody
dealers.
Anybody with money needed to be laundered.
Yep.
So they could get her in for a lot of things.
I'm telling you. That's what I would do. But look,
take Ivanka down now? Yes.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, I'd be like, look, Ivanka's going to do real prison time. And we're not talking 5 years in like fancy pants prison. We're talking 30 years. And look, 30 years in fancy pants prison is still 30 years. Man, just fucking, just, look, dude, you think You think Jared is going to fucking just sit by on that? No, he's not. He's going to be like, okay. And then he's going to fucking roll over. He doesn't give a fuck about Donald Trump. Not like that.
We're sending Ivanka to a Panamanian prison.
Oh. Holy shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nah, man. Like, that is an easy way to get him. That's an easy way. And look, you know, yo, if they get Jared to flip, that's game over, dude. There's nothing he doesn't know. There's nothing.
Yeah, there's nobody more dangerous than Jared.
Yeah.
Flynn's pretty dangerous. Jared, if you have Jared flipped, you, wow.
That's it. Yeah, you flip Jared. Dude, look, Republicans, Democrats, liberals, conservatives, wherever you are on the ideological spectrum, if you see a news article that Jared Kushner has pled guilty to lying to the FBI, which he absolutely has, by the way, numerous times. If that's true, that's it. That's game over, dude. That is game over. Donald Trump is going to prison. He's going to prison. At a minimum, he won't be president. And if we're lucky, he will go to prison. That's it. So
Flynn is pretty fucking dangerous, though.
He is. I mean,
for Trump.
I mean, shit. But look at the implications, though, as to what has already happened. Kushner has now been named as the guy, the specific guy, who told Flynn to talk to the Russians. So through Trump, Trump tells Kushner. Kushner says, you need to go and go talk to the Russians. So even if right now you believe that Kushner is working on his own on that, which I do not believe, that's crazy. That means that right there, you've got Kushner. You've got him fucking dead to rights. And all the other shit he's lied about, and the back channel to Russia and all this other shit. No, he's done. He's done. And look, for him, I'm not giving you 5 years with $250,000 fine like they're giving for Flynn. Nah, I'd be like 10 years, motherfucker, and $1 million in fines. And we're taking all of your shit. Don't fuck with us. And we're going to throw your fucking porn star pretty wife right in prison. Guess who's going to be taking care of your kids? Hope Hicks? Don McGahn? I don't know. You better fucking figure it out. Who's their guardian, man? Everybody you know is going to prison. Everybody. Is your daddy? Is his dad still alive?
Probably.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, you better send those kids to your grandparents, to their grandparents, because ain't nobody on the other side going to be able to hang with them. They all.
Stephen Miller will be happy to raise those perfect Aryan children.
Ugh. They need to put his ass in prison just for being creepy. I don't know that he broke any laws, but he broke the laws of the universe. Like, no. People like that shouldn't be just running out, walking outside with other normals. Get out of here. Stephen Miller's a creep.
Yeah. He's going to walk away from this, which is unfortunate because he's awful.
Yeah, no. He is one that I think would throw himself on the mercy of the court for Trump. I honestly do believe that. I think he's an idiot, but I think he would.
But I don't think he has anything.
No, I don't think so either.
But who knows? I mean, he was the speechwriter for how long? Like, he was there most of the campaign. Guy worked for Sessions, yeah, so he was one of the early ones on board of the Trump campaign. So, I mean, potentially anybody who was there could have witnessed something, right?
Yeah, and also there's a lot of lying by omission. You know, it's just like,
yeah.
If you knew shit and then pretended like you didn't, yeah, that's...
They need to round up these young people, like Kushner, Hope Hicks.
Oh,
like, yo,
you would flip them in a heartbeat.
You want to spend the primary life in prison? You're apparently 29?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Okay. According to the Wikipedia entry, sure you are. Look, Hope Hicks already looks 50. She's a beautiful 50-year-old woman. I don't think 30 years in prison is going to do well for her.
No.
No. Kellyanne Conway, you ready to go to prison? You ready? You ready to go to prison, Kellyanne? No, I don't think you want that smoke, man. Come on. So, yeah, look, round them up, dude. Gone. You're gone. I'd be like, that's cool. Stephen Miller. I would just start threatening all of them. Stephen Miller, fucking Ivanka, all of them. You're all going to prison together.
What I think they're doing right now, and is actually kind of smart, is just nothing's going to happen for a while. Mueller's going to go back to his work. He's already got Flynn, and just let everybody stew.
And that's what he did. Panic. And that's what he did with Manafort. It was a month. Yeah. It was a month between those.
Yeah, he's just gonna go back to his work. We're not gonna hear from him because no leaks come out of that place.
Nope.
And people are just gonna start panicking. And somebody's just probably gonna turn themselves.
Oh God! Can I just be on the team, please? Please.
I want a deal. I want a deal.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't really mean it. I mean, I hated him. I hated working for him. He made me steam his pants every day. It was horrible. Good. Good. Yeah, I'm very, very interested to see how this blows up in their face. Can't wait. excuse me. Jesus. Okay, so the next part of this is Trump tweets out, or does he? Trump tweets...
Of course.
This is the dumbest thing he's ever done. Trump tweets out, I had to fire General Flynn because he lied to the vice president and the FBI. He had pled guilty to those lies. It's a shame because his actions during the transition were lawful. There was nothing to hide. Now, he tweets that out, which is basically an admission of guilt that he knew that Flynn lied to the FBI.
Which is a felony.
Yeah. And so, you know, some people, for some reason, don't understand that. Cough, Ziggy. But, yeah, this is such a funny conversation to read. But, yeah, this is a big deal because it is tacitly an omission of guilt. You knew that he lied because then the very next day you went to you were informed of that. You were informed that he lied. And then you went and you asked James Comey to drop the case. The very next day after Flynn was fired by you, which
he knew he committed a felony and tried to get the FBI not to look into that.
Yeah, that's obstruction of justice, my guy.
Yeah. Now, there's way more to the case than that. His dumb tweet is not going to be what takes him down, but it is funny.
Yeah, it's super funny. Now, I got to tell you, I am one of those people, you know, a lot of people were talking about obstruction of justice as being like, this is going to be the thing that we nail him on. I don't want him to get nailed on obstruction of justice. Not exclusively. I want him to get nailed on obstruction of justice alongside the collusion part. Because I don't want people to go, oh, well, he obstructed justice, but there was never any collusion. Nah, fuck that, son. I need him, like, I need them to be like, no, he colluded with these people. That is 100% fact. And he.
Here's the problem, though. That's not the name of a crime.
Yeah, I know. But
it would be
high
like
crimes
conspiracy against the United States or something.
Right. And also, high crimes and misdemeanors is enough to can him as well.
Yeah. But no, he's the type of person who would be in prison going, they just got me for conspiracy against the United States. No collusion. Yeah. No collusion.
It meant nothing. Like, wait, no, but it really kind of did mean something. You dumb dumb.
Fake news.
Look, he can yell fake news all he wants from inside a jail cell. That is totally fine by me. I am not offended by this at all. Now, Trump's tweet, while dumb, it gets dumber. Because his lawyer came out and said, no, Trump didn't tweet that. I tweeted that. I tweeted that for Trump. Wait, what?
Which Trump has said how many times he doesn't allow other people to tweet for him.
Yeah. So even, okay, one of two things is true. The lawyer is lying. Cough. That's yes. The part that's true.
Yes.
Or the other side is the lawyer is not lying and he wrote a tweet for his client that implicates that his client obstructed justice, and you also falsified who you are because we were told by Sean Spicer that all of Trump's tweets were official tweets from the president. They are official statements by the president, which means that that lawyer was impersonating the president. Which is also illegal. Can't pretend to be the president, even over social media. That's unacceptable.
So this is John Dowd, who has been a lawyer since 1974.
Way to throw your legal career right into the fucking meat grinder, you idiot.
Who admitted, apparently, both used Trump's Twitter to admit to obstruction of justice and also... said pled instead of pleaded.
I don't look, I don't pretend to be the smartest person in the world, but
this man has been practicing law longer than either Jay or I have been alive.
That is correct. You know, everybody on his team is just a seasoned moron. Like, they all of them are. Just seasoned moron. Now,
veteran morons. Yeah,
like, look, these are not just your run-of-the-mill, we just started being morons today type of thing. So,
well, they're trying to do like the as our beloved Judge Judy said, they're pissing on our leg and telling us it's raining.
Yeah. Like, dude, we're not dumb. Like, guys, come on, man. Okay, one, I need you to open this next story on the docket because it's amazing, right? This is a part of this story that we're talking about. So I labeled this part Presidente Trump is Presidente. I need you to look at the image because it is very important to me. Trump's lawyer Ty Cobb says that the president can't obstruct justice. Like, that's not a thing. But what I think is really funny is that Bill Clinton and Richard Nixon were both brought up on impeachment charges for obstructing justice, right? Like, that is a fact. But this image from Axios is really interesting because the reflection of Trump getting into the plane, he kind of looks like Nixon.
Yeah, he does.
He's got like the nose, right? Like, it's kind of fucking all hilarious. Hunched over. I wonder if they meant that on purpose, but it's slightly genius. Like, I'm sure they didn't, but it's such a perfect
photo. No, it's an Axios story. They're boring, but that is a hilarious image.
Yeah, I was like, that's very Nixonian of him. But yeah, he says that he can't obstruct justice, which to me is no different than
it's not a crime when the president doesn't.
Yeah, like that's not true at all. Like, if you shot someone, you would still be shooting someone as president. Like, no, it's fine. I'm the president now. Like, you're the president. You're not a king. You're not above the law. Like, shit, the kings aren't even above the law. That's crazy. But what it reminds me of is this very, very famous movie, which I take incredibly serious. And I think it is very similar to what we're seeing now. This, let me see if I can find the year of this movie. Because it was a real watershed. It was a watershed moment in film. The 1995 American superhero classic Judge Dredd, starring one Sylvester Stallone, who I believe was quoted as saying, when he was found guilty of a crime, he was like, to paraphrase Judge Dredd, the law is wrong. Like, I can't break the law. I am the law. Like, no, dude, you can't do that. Like, get the fuck out of here. Sylvester Stallone was wrong then, and Donald Trump is wrong now. That's crazy to me. So,
it's unbelievable how much Nixon shit they keep trying when you know how that ended.
Yeah. Like, hello? Like, guys. Like, you can listen to Slow Burn. It's a podcast about Nixon. I feel like maybe you should do that. Like,
the Watergate parallels are pretty fucking amazing.
It is.
It's a break-in at the DNC.
Right. God, I never even thought of that. You're 100% right. Yeah.
Yeah. They were stealing information from the DNC. They stole it physically. They had Cuban goons working for, what's his name?
Yeah.
And in this case, we had Russian goons. And then the entire time has just been not the crime, but the cover-up. What did the president know, and when did he know it? Like, this is so Watergate-y.
Look, you know.
It's the Watergate reboot.
Yeah, and it's shittier, right? Like, it's like way, way shittier.
With Donald Trump as Richard Nixon.
Like, ugh.
Michael Flynn as John Dean.
Right, exactly. Who's going to fuck you in the end.
With James Comey as Archibald Cox.
You know, you need like one of those like 1980s sitcom starts. Like,
and introducing Mike Flynn as Gerald, or Mike Pence as Gerald Ford.
Same boring face. Yeah.
I had a thought, though, actually. Yes. What if Mike Pence is Spiro Agnew?
Ew, that is unfortunate. Womp womp.
Which means Paul Ryan is Gerald Ford. Fuck.
Fuck off. Fuck your theory. I don't like that at all. That's stupid.
I don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, I don't care for that at all. How about that?
Dude, Gerald Ford was, I can't remember if he was, no, he wouldn't have been Speaker of the House because Democrats had the House. So he was like the minority leader, I guess.
Gerald Ford.
But yes, he came from the House and got to be the vice president and then got to be the president and never got elected to any of that shit.
Yep. And he got fucking thrown out on a rail after
lost to a peanut farmer.
Yeah. Like, get the fuck out of here. We don't want anything to do with you. But I mean, look, Pence is in real trouble, right? Because if Pence pardons Trump, if everything goes the way I hope it does, if Pence pardons Trump, well, you're done. Are you gonna run? What do you think you're gonna run and win in 2020 or 2024? You think you're gonna win? Dude, the Democrats could put up the ghost of Hillary Clinton and it wouldn't fucking matter. They could put up anyone. Like, if this was the time that they were like, we need a real super liberal, they could put up Bernie Sanders and he would win. 100%. I wouldn't want them to. Put anybody up. Fuck it. Guess who's back? Like, we figured out a way to bring Barack Obama back. Fuck. Michelle Obama's president. Fuck it. You can put anybody
take
there.
It.
So, yeah. Look, man, if you're Mike Pence, you're just going to have to let your boy fucking swing out there, man, all by himself. You cannot protect him. You can't. And I love that because Mike Pence is going to have to protect him. He's going to have to. The Republican Party is not that 30% block of knuckleheads is not going to let President Pence just let Trump swing in the breeze and just be destroyed. They're not going to allow it. So
Mike Pence,
good.
More than anything else, is looking out for Mike Pence, though.
Yeah. No, I know. But he can't win anything if he loses that 30% block. Because what? You're not going to get, you know, people are like, oh, well, there's the other 70% of the Republican Party. No, dude. There's going to be a good 50 to 60% of the Republican Party that is just going to not participate because they're going to be so ashamed of what happened to their party. So.
Here's what worries me, though.
The Democrats since will figure out a way to fuck it up.
Yeah, since we're making Watergate comparisons. So all that shit went down and they ended up losing badly in 76 to a peanut farmer. And 4 years later, we have Reagan.
Yeah, I hear you.
Like, they bounce back that quick. Which, in current parallels, would be like, I don't know, who's the most conservative?
Jeff Flake? Some.
No, because Reagan stuck by Nixon the whole time.
Who's a Republican actor that can play president? The Rock? Probably.
Mitt Romney? He looks like a TV president.
He looks
president.
Like a TV president. I'm not even upset by that. I'm really not.
But no. A super conservative who stuck by Trump the whole time. So, President Ted Cruz or whatever. Ugh. It's going to be awful. Ugh. It's going to be awful.
Ugh. I don't think Ted Cruz could ever win a national election. I don't think so. He's too loathsome. I think people, like, legitimately, I think he turns people, like, how Democrat, or, like, how Republicans are so turned off to Hillary Clinton, most of it is, like, based on, like, weird fantasy, the shit that's not true about her, but, like, I feel like most of the country feels that way about Ted Cruz, like, Republican or Democrat, just like, I don't like this guy, like, this guy feels like the Zodiac Killer, like, no, man.
He's actually in danger of losing his Senate seat in Texas.
To Beto O'Rourke.
To a Democrat.
Not Beto O'Rourke.
Beto O'Rourke.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, good. 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 Oh. Do you have any idea how happy I would be? You have any idea? Ted Cruz losing? Oh, man, that's good stuff. That's what dreams are, in fact, made of.
It would be amazing. But, I mean, fucking who knows? Like, people might be mad.
Look,
like at the Republican Party for like for not doing any of the stuff that Donald Trump said he was going to do. And then, I don't know, like half of them are going to be mad at you if you leave Trump in prison and half of them are going to be mad if you get him out. Like, what do you do?
You're fucked. That's why they're trying so hard to stop this investigation, right? Like, because they know, look, we're just two jackasses watching this stuff on the news and reading a lot and trying to figure stuff out. These guys have been briefed. They have been in closed door meetings, right? The Democrats, you talk to Maxine Waters, she's like, look, I've been in these closed doors meetings. This motherfucker is guilty, right? She's not fucking around because she doesn't have to. The Republican Party just walks around like Mitch McConnell, just like smiling and acting like they don't know what the fuck is going on. They know he's guilty. They know 100% that he's guilty. So because of that, they have to pretend like everything is okay publicly. So they try their best to kill any semblance of like a conversation about this shit. Because at the end of the day, they know if the shit goes further, they're all going to get destroyed over it.
Well, and you know how most of them feel about it because they all were on the record in like 2015. You're like, oh, Jesus, this is terrible. Nobody's going to vote for that, right?
Yeah, well.
And
oops. Nobody but every idiot that you that you call a constituent.
I think he's a kook. I think he's crazy. I think he's unfit for office.
That's actually pretty good Lindsey Graham. Now get me my fainting couch.
I watched the clip 900 times. It's so funny.
my biggest problem is that the media wants to paint this guy as a kook and unfit for office. Smash cut to 3 months ago. This guy's fucking crazy, man. He's crazy. Woo! I don't know. Like, dude, can you even keep up with your own rhetoric?
Like, it wasn't even like a variation on that.
It was
those exact words. I resent that everybody in the media is trying to paint the guy as a kook and unfit for office. And Jake Tapper's like, okay, 2016 Lindsey Graham, go. I think he's a kook. I think he's unfit for office.
And in the future, I'm going to say this, but don't take me seriously. Like, come on, man. Jesus
fucking
Christ.
Yeah, next year. I never liked him. I never supported him. I thought he was unfit for office the whole time. I think the guy's a kook. I'm glad he's in jail.
Yeah, exactly. I never voted for him. I never did. I voted for Hillary. Yeah. I got to tell you. That's what I did. Like, you're fucking lying. Come on, man. Jesus Christ.
Even the quote-unquote good Republicans. There are no heroes in the Republican Party. There are none.
There's zero. If you are looking for... Look, I know people... Oh, John McCain, he's a maverick. No, he's not.
No, he's not.
He is, you know what he is? He's a maverick when it comes to rhetoric.
He's an opportunist.
Yes. He's more of an opportunist than Ray Lewis is. Ray Lewis is the worst. So, yeah.
What about Evan McMullen? Okay. What's Evan McMullen in charge of? A Twitter account?
Yeah.
We're talking about actual people in the Republican Party.
I will give you Evan McMullen. Only because he was killing terrorists with piano wire with a barcode tattooed on his back of his neck back in the day.
It really doesn't matter what Evan McMullen does. We're going to have his back anyway because we're fucking terrified of that guy.
Yeah. Like, you're going to support me. You're right.
You're the man, Evan.
Just don't choke me out. That's all that I ask. But yeah, there are no heroes. There are absolutely none. So let's point out exactly why we're saying that. So the Republican tax plan, it's fucking horrendous. Republican tax plan, which has now passed the House, a version has now passed the Senate, and they're now working to reconcile the differences between the two to come up with a final bill to give Trump to finally sign so he can actually have one legislative victory.
Friday night at 2 in the damn morning, they passed a 498-page hand-scribbled piece of nonsense.
I love that Mitch McConnell came out and was like, oh, the Democrats, they've had a time to look at this bill for the last 2 weeks. The core of the bill didn't change, just a couple of little amendments. What? Look, dude, they need to bring in that guy from that meme. Why the fuck you lying? Like, dude, you know that you're telling, you're lying. We know
that
you're
fun
lying.
About the social media age is anybody can just hit record and start talking and everybody sees it. So John Tester,
yep,
who nobody pays attention to, fires up his like Facebook live cam or whatever. It's like, look at this fucking thing.
That shit went viral fast as fuck.
Yeah, too. And everybody saw it where he's showing like it's hand, like they have additions hand scribbled in the margins. They had like every lobbyist was just trying to jam their shit in. This fucking Frankenstein of a bill has things that has nothing to do with taxes, right?
Not,
but it's
not a
just
one.
Like a Republican wish list is this thing. So they're getting rid of the individual mandate, so they're going to fuck up insurance with this thing.
13 million people are going to lose their health insurance.
Yeah, estimated. Because, we've mentioned this before. You kick out the mandate, a bunch of healthy people don't sign up, and then sick people or people that really need the insurance that would normally cost more get priced out of the market and can't afford it anymore. And so they're estimating somewhere around 13 million people are going to lose their insurance because of this. Which is awesome.
Yep.
Oil drilling in Alaska? That has nothing to do with
anything. Finally, give that environment what it had coming all these years, you motherfuckers. Trees and polar bears. Suck on this. Here's my question to Lisa Murkowski. You represent Alaska. Why are you trying to damage one of the most beautiful places in the country that you represent?
Money. Oil money, bro.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I know what the answer is. I just people.
They're the biggest state. They're one of the poorest also.
Good.
They,
I mean, not good, but fuck them. Come on.
Well, there's like 12 people. So like what?
I think it's only 750,000 people or 650,000 people live in Alaska, something like that.
Yeah. And so they're going to open up oil drilling and have a bunch of oil stuff. So that's in here. That was their goodie they put out to get Lisa Murkowski in. Thanks, Lise.
Clown shoes.
It's not being talked about much, but they're ending the Johnson Amendment in this thing.
What's the Johnson Amendment?
That is basically you can lose your tax-exempt status if you're doing political action as a church.
Oh,
we're getting
right.
rid of that. So churches are basically going to be tax-free PACs now.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. So, like, what's to stop, like, the Koch brothers from being, yeah, we're a church now.
No, the Church of Latter-day Cash. Let's fucking do this.
Yeah. That's been around since 54, I think. Which is smart, right? Like, if you're going to be a tax-free entity, you can't be endorsing political candidates and, you know, even though churches do get political often.
Yeah.
You can't, like, make official political statements. You can't give to a candidate, things like that. They're going to get rid of that. So, yeah, politicize the churches, guys.
Look, I'm going to be, like, you know, for anybody who listens to any of the shows in their network, they already know my feelings on religion. I think it's nonsense. But I can respect people's desire to be religious. What I will not respect and what I will not tolerate is using people, using religion as an inroads to fuck over people politically and to really ruin other people's lives via like this tax bill and stuff like that. Look, I have no problem in telling you if you go to a church and they are like, oh, yeah, this tax bill is great for Jesus or whatever fucking bullshit and we need to support Roy Moore. Your church is garbage and you're garbage if you sit there. Fuck you. No, it's just unacceptable. Cool, you want tax-free? Shut the fuck up when it comes to politics. You don't get to say shit. Nothing. Shut your goddamn mouth. Look, you want to talk all that shit? Pay up, motherfucker. Pay up. Pay those taxes. You can say whatever you want. Give me that money, Joel Osteen, you son of a bitch. You can say whatever you want. Give me that 25, 35%. Fuck you. Otherwise, shut up.
And I don't think your average churchgoer wants that.
No. How about you go to church to listen to the word of God or Yahweh or whatever nonsense you believe in? Without look, politics has now polluted every inch of our lives. It has. Shit, we have a video game podcast and politics comes up because it's everywhere now. It's in everything. I don't like if I go to brunch on Sundays, which is my church, if I go to brunch on Sundays and the waiter's like, oh, would you like, you know, eggs or bacon? Do you hear that shit about Mitt Romney? I'm like, yo, shut the fuck up. Like, I don't want to hear that. I just want to eat these, you know, I just want to have this booze before noon, which is socially acceptable for some reason. That's what I want. I don't want to talk to you about those things unless I prompt it. But that's what you're basically saying, is that those things are going to be prompted all the time. I mean, look, the church already had some shady shit going on with like the whole gay marriage thing, which is highly political for them. So, no, I don't support this at all. Not one iota.
I wonder if Jesus had anything to say about letting the moneylenders into the church.
No.
Probably not, though.
No. I believe there was something in the way back of the Bible, last couple pages. you know, like rich people are financially wealthy, and that makes them better than you. Make sure that right, in the future, yes, when they invent planes and they have private jets, that they get tax cuts. tax rates.
Well, as everyone knows, the richer you are, I mean, that's rewards from the Lord. So obviously, the more money you have, the more pious you are. I mean, that's obvious.
Yeah. I mean, what's that one statement? It's easier for a rich man to, it's easier for a poor man to, what's the line? It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle.
Camel to get through the eye of the needle than for a rich man to get in
heaven. No, it's a poor man to get in heaven. Because,
oh, right, yeah.
Because all he can afford is needles. And he can't afford anything else because right. He's a fucking broke boy. Get out of here.
If you're poor, that means God doesn't love you.
Yeah, that's exactly what it means.
You're a bad person.
Yeah, no, yes. 100%.
You made mistakes in your life.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how no one knows this.
Which is why, if you follow the word of Jesus, he spent all of his time helping out rich people and throwing the poor out of his church angrily.
Yeah.
Right? That's how it went?
Yeah. I believe the quote from Jesus was, get money. Fuck bitches, get money. Or something like that.
It's ridiculous.
Jesus was about that life.
Sure he was. it's like, do y'all have the same book that everyone else does?
Guys, it's right. It's right in the book that you guys believe is real. It's not. It's crazy.
So these are just a couple of the little shitty things they tucked into the tax bill. The rest of the tax bill, though, is also fucking abominable.
Garbage. Yeah, I know it's trash.
There is, by the way, in fairness, there is the promised middle-class tax cut for the first year before the midterms.
Yeah. And then they phase.
The middle class does get a little tax cut. It'll probably be offset by losing all your deductions, but some people will get a tax cut before the midterms, which is bait. And
that's all it is.
Then it sunsets and then comes back around, so you're actually paying more by 2025. The poor start paying more immediately. If you make less than $30,000, you're fucked. Sorry.
Yeah. I hate them, dude. I hate them. I really do. I hate all of their faces. I do. I don't understand how you are a regular Joe working Republican and you think this is okay. I do not understand it. If you are a regular working Joe Republican, please explain it to me. I would love to hear how this is helping you.
So I've talked to some.
Oh boy. I'd love to hear this. Go ahead. This could be great.
And most of them are not really happy because,
I
mean, this thing has 25% approval. Most of them are like, wait, hang on. This tax bill is just for the rich. I'm like, yeah, who fucking saw that coming? You put Republicans in charge and they do that. Wow. Shocker, right?
Yep.
But I think the Trump sycophants are still in like they tricked him. Damn it. Those damn congressional Republicans went against what Trump wanted.
Wait, what?
This tax bill for the rich.
Yo, that is insane. That is insane. Wait, you're telling me, let me just make sure I'm getting this correct. You're telling me that Trump supporters think that the Republican Party has tricked Trump into believing that this is going to help poor people, but secretly it's going to help rich people. And no one on Trump's internal team knows that this is happening.
this is the very small subset of people who are still diehard Trump, but are aware enough to know that this tax bill is bad for them.
Wow.
So this is a specific group. However,
that's crazy. That is crazy.
I got a buddy at work who was just like, yeah, I voted for Trump, but he's totally fucking us over right here. And I, you know, I don't get why you would have voted for him in the first place, but I at least respect that you pay attention enough to go, yeah, it turns out that guy was lying, huh?
Wow.
Like, that's fine. I'll deal with that kind of awareness. But yes, I've got a diehard I know who thinks that the Republicans are just going against Trump's wishes and desires here. Because Trump doesn't want to cut his own taxes by $1 billion over 10 years.
Wow.
Why would he want that? He wants to make America great again, remember?
Oh my God. I can't believe that they believe that. That's crazy, dude. That's crazy. Look, man.
And then there's some who just like follow the Fox News line that this is going to be great for everybody, that this is going to, of course, stimulate the economy, even though it's literally never happened.
But it might happen this time.
It might work for us.
It might work for us. Only an idiot believes these things, but it might work for us. Wow, dude.
People somehow delude themselves into thinking it might work, but it never does. But it might work for us.
Jesus Christ. How could you possibly believe that? Donald Trump is being taken advantage by the Republican Party?
Yes, of course.
Holy shit.
They tricked him.
Wow.
Those are your Breitbart readers.
What does Breitbart think of this? I don't like to poison my...
This is not what Steve Bannon wanted, right?
No, like, he wanted to fuck over rich people.
He wanted to raise taxes on rich people.
Yeah. I mean, that's the one thing I agree with Steve Bannon about.
Dude.
And, of course, in the Jews. Like, obviously.
So he was like a...
I'm kidding, by the way. I'm kidding. Good Lord, calm down.
Hang on. Oh, you're right. We're in the free half. What? No, that's a joke.
No, we're not actually. We're only 56 minutes. Holy shit.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's a joke.
It's a joke, guys.
You get behind the paywall, you get to hear some real solid anti-Semitism from Jews.
Yeah, that's...
That's
what I love to rail against. Weird choice.
So the thing with being a populist, right, is you have to actually do something for the people. And I think Bannon gets that, right? Like you give him a scapegoat, you blame all your problems on, you know, Muslims or whatever, but he is not down for like foreign intervention in wars, and he wants to tax the rich and actually like help the common man. He's just a giant racist. But that's the part that you get, like even fucking Hitler gave us the Autobahn, right? Like, you got to do something. You can't just be shitty.
Yeah. That's interesting, listening to you justify the rise of Hitler. Okay, that's fine. Whatever. I mean, okay, Andrew Breitbart, no problem.
Hey.
That guy's dead. That's funny, too. I was listening to a thing about Steve Bannon, and they talked about Andrew Breitbart, and they're like, he died at a very young age of heart failure. I'm like, because he was on cocaine. Like, are you serious? Have you seen an interview with Andrew Breitbart? He's a fucking cokehead. Get out of my face.
He was a pile of cocaine with a keyboard in front of it.
Pretty much.
So this does nothing for the people that basically got him elected, right?
Exactly. No,
the common folks, the working man we always hear about, the fabled white working class, the forgotten white working class,
yeah,
are going to get fucked over by this.
Good.
And there is no way this creates jobs. It never fucking does.
It never. No.
All right, here we go. So, word life, this is basic economics. Tax cuts don't create jobs.
That is correct.
Demand creates jobs.
That is also correct.
People will hire when they have demand for their product, and they have to. That's the only time. They want to have as few employees as possible. That's why they're handing everything over to the fucking robots. You get demand when people have money to buy shit, and then you can sell your shit, and you have to hire people to make the shit, and that's how you get jobs. If you take everyone's money away and give it to 12 billionaires, people don't have money to buy shit, the economy gets fucked.
Yep.
I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me.
Bars. This is why raising the minimum wage, as much as people flip out about it, this is why it makes sense. Exactly what you said.
It's a great idea.
It's
cut taxes on poor people, raise the minimum wage, give people expendable income, and they'll expend it.
Yeah, that's what they do, guys. Guess what? When you make $25,000 a year, you know what you're not saving for? A boat. You're like, I gotta pay rent, motherfucker. I gotta buy groceries.
Okay, what happens every April? Everyone you know, everyone, what happens? I got that check. Time to get a PlayStation 4 and a flat screen. Everybody you know, literally everyone, they go out and stimulate the economy every single time. You know two people who are like, well, I'm going to save this for a rainy day. You know two of them. And don't lie to me. You only know two. Everybody else is, woo, money. Look, Applebee's on me. Let's go buy some shoes. Look, everybody you know.
Look.
Everyone.
Look. Keep in mind when you say that you only know two of them, keep in mind that everyone only knows those. It's the same two people, right?
Same two. There are two responsible people in America.
Right, Bob and Karen, right? That's it. Everyone else is out there fucking making it rain. Get out of here.
Everyone blows it.
I look
within
I,
2 weeks I, like idiots.
I tried to,
we all do it.
Look,
all
I tried
us.
To be like Bob back when the Bush tax cut came out. And you know what I bought? I bought an Xbox. I
was like, of course you did.
And a flat screen
of
TV.
Of course you did.
And honestly, I fucking did. I bought a 37-inch flat screen TV and an Xbox. I was like, I got $600. It is burning a hole in my pocket. Time to get lit. It is awesome. I was like, this Bush guy sucks, but this $600 is pretty fucking sweet.
Yeah,
of course.
You know,
come on.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. I am actually going to get a tax cut here, and I'm going to spend it frivolously because I'm an idiot like everyone else.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm not punching down here. I'm windmilling to everyone around me because I'm right there with you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, this is not a judgment. It's not a judgment of anyone.
No, this is what we do.
Yeah.
As a member of the proletariat, this is what we do.
Yeah, as a general plebe of this country, yeah, this is what we do. So, like, this idea of giving poor people and middle class people less money over time makes no sense. It financially makes no sense. The idea that we are still arguing about trickle-down economics in 2017 is baffling to me. It is baffling to me. So now that we have like the internet, like I know we didn't have the internet in the 1980s, so we didn't have this idea of like articles easily accessible in like 1985 where we could go, or 1995, where we could say, okay, see, Reagan did this, and this caused this, and we can see a direct line, and we can easily pick up this information. It's happening in 2017. So in 2027 or 2037, when Republicans are like, we need to cut taxes again to zero, can we just go back on the internet and just like ask Siri, hey, Siri, was that a good idea? Fuck, no, it wasn't. And then move on? Like, why is this so hard? We have definitive evidence. This is stupid at this point. But, you know, I don't expect anybody to pay attention anymore. So goddamn dumb.
There was a... Gary Cohn was speaking...
Yo, this fucking video is insanity. It is absolute insanity. You should absolutely watch this video if you can find it.
He was speaking to a bunch of CEOs and, like, trying to do a wink and a nod.
Oh, by the way, I'm sorry. You introduced him incorrect. Globalist cuck. Gary Cohn.
Globe emoji Gary Cohn was
walking globe emoji Gary Cohn
was talking to some CEOs and was like, hey, you know, if we cut your taxes, you're totally gonna invest that in create a bunch of jobs, right, guys? Big wink.
Raise your hand. Oh.
And there's like two dudes.
Like, no.
Like, nope. No. We're going to keep it. What are you talking about? I mean, if you're in the yacht industry, yes, I will be stimulating the yacht industry. Is that what you mean? If you're employed by Big Yacht, you'll do fine.
Big Yacht. Yes, Big Yacht. The true winners.
Invest right now. Investors listening, invest in Big Yacht right now.
Yeah. They're going to have a fucking boom year or 10. They can't keep these yachts on the showroom floor. But, you know, it is.
We're creating jobs in yacht building.
Yeah, there's seven of them. Seven jobs.
You can work in coal or building yachts.
That's it. That's the only.
That's it.
Trump said he was bringing back coal. He really meant coal powered yachts, is really what he meant.
I'm such a piece of shit. I power my yacht with coal.
Coal rolling on this 90-foot yacht, bitch. Like, wow, that seems really stupid. Don't do that.
It dumps oil in the ocean as I go.
What do you call your yacht? Oh, it's on its maiden voyage. It's called the Rex Tillerson. It's great.
Yes.
Fuck off. But yeah, it's crazy to me. It's just crazy to me that we're still having this conversation in 2017. But yeah, the Republican Party, they suck. So there is an interesting silver lining to this whole thing. Now, by the way, there is a 20% chance that none of this passes, right? And the only reason why I say that is because the House has to reconcile their bill with the Senate's, and there's a decent chance that the Senate bill isn't harmful enough to the economy and helps people for the first year and gives a tax cut to people in the first year that the House finds that unacceptable.
Well, there's some pretty unacceptable things in here. So, like, the thing that's going to benefit me personally is they're doubling the child tax credit.
Yep, can do that.
Now, it's not, yeah, that's too beneficial.
Nope.
But it's, of course, Rubio is trying to get it so it's refundable. So if you don't make enough money to get it, basically, you could still cash it in for, like, a refund, right? They didn't put that in. And Rubio, who has no principles whatsoever, went, okay, that's fine. So it does benefit the middle class if you have kids, but then that's offset by all of these deductions that are going around. The biggest one, and this is the state and local deduction that we talked about, which is just a fuck you to coastal America, basically.
Yep.
If you live in a high tax state, you can't deduct your state and local taxes anymore.
Real America.
And so that's basically if you live in a high tax state and you itemize. So if you are like a richer person in like California or New York or New Jersey, you know, blue states, but they have Republican congressmen in those states.
That's like, it's like cutting their nose off to spite their face.
Yeah. Like Devin Nunes is from California. Like, Daryl Issa's from California. Kevin McCarthy is from California. Like, these are Californian Republican congressmen. And they're fucking over their own constituents on this.
Yeah. Well, because they don't care about people, dude. They don't.
No, they care about donors.
They care about donors. You know, this bill is written from top to bottom for the donor class. Like, it is. So...
FDBD for donors by donors.
Yeah, exactly. It's the worst. It's the worst clothing company of all time.
Like, like they literally had lobbyists like scribbling in additions, like put that in there. This is good for us. Put that in. That's good for us.
Like, why isn't there a private jet cutout?
Yeah, we got a private jet deduction. Great.
I love those memes of like toothless, you know, toothless white Southerners like. Oh man, I'm glad they got that private jet cut out. Like, you're never going to be rich enough to even remotely be considered for this.
Right, yeah. They're getting rid of the estate tax. So if your rich grandpappy leaves you an $11 million estate, you don't have to pay the 35% on that. Because that's most people, right? Like all of us?
Like if there was, if there was even the remote, like even the most remote chance that I was going to get $11 million estate, I'll pay the 35%. I don't really give a shit.
Fuck yeah, I would.
Here's the thing. I didn't have it yesterday. So I don't know what that's like to be like, oh, well, it's 35%. That's so much.
So what you're telling me is that you're going to be just handing me $6 million. No, that's not enough.
Yeah, like, I'm going to be all right. Like, I'm going to be just fine.
Well, no, like $7 million. It's a lot. It's a lot of money. You'll be fine. There's not that many people out there that are, oh, that's bullshit.
Yeah, I'm like,
how dare they tax money?
Yeah, like, you didn't earn it, dog. Like, are we pretending like you did? Cause you didn't. Like, you didn't do it. You didn't do anything. Oh, well, it's already been taxed before. But no, it hasn't. So, get the fuck out of here. Yeah. This entire party is garbage. And they should be thrown away. So... Before we...
Oh, we do need to hit on Bob Corker.
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
Bob Corker.
Is a hero, right? Right?
No!
No.
There are no heroes in the Republican Party, Jay.
I think I found a title for this episode.
Yeah, maybe. There are no heroes in the Republican Party! So, Bob Corker got to make his stand. His big show of voting no for this, it passed 51-49. And Bob Corker bravely said no. But it wouldn't have even been on the floor if it didn't pass through the budget committee in a 12-11 vote, which both of our, you know, resistance members, Bob Corker and Jeff Flake, were on.
Yep.
And voted yes on this. And then Flake turns around after all of his, well, I will not vote for anything that adds to the deficit.
Liar.
And then they do a budget analysis. It adds $1.4 trillion to the deficit. And he's like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, it's not like, cool. I actually believed anything that I... That
oh, my God, for the growth.
I... Yo, Jeff Flake, Bob Corker, John McCain, and anybody else, you're all fucking... garbage, all of you. They need to burn that party to the ground and start over. You're fucking worthless. John McCain, I won't vote for anything that's not in the proper procedure. Oh, are we cramming this thing in at 2 o'clock in the morning and not letting the Democrats offer any amendments? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Cool. Yeah, I'm fine with it. Why? Because I'm a fucking bitch and I'm owned by my donors and I care more about that than I care about anything else because I'm a goddamn liar. I don't care that you have a brain tumor. You're a fucking liar, dude. You're a goddamn liar. Your dumb daughter doesn't deserve to be on the news talking about she knows anything. I know more about politics than Meghan McCain will ever know. Drives me crazy.
If your stupid Republican uncle tries to bring up something about the Affordable Care Act, you can look this up. These are facts that are verifiable. The finalized version of the Affordable Care Act left the House of Representatives in October of 2009. It was signed in the Senate in March of 2010. They had over 4 months to mull this thing over. So you will have assholes like Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell.
Well, I mean, you guys just jammed through the Affordable Care Act and we didn't get a chance to look at it. Blah, blah, blah.
You had 4 months, motherfucker.
Yeah, and they're lying. They're that quote from Nancy Pelosi, you just have to pass it and see what's in it. Like, yeah, one, it's taken completely out of context. Two, you had 4 fucking months to read it.
Yes, she was talking to her constituents and said, we have to pass it so you can find out what's in it.
Yeah.
They always make it like she's like, well, we have to pass it to find out what's in it.
Like, that's not...
Which is not what she says.
Again.
Granted.
Again.
Nancy Pelosi says dumb shit. Like, recently, if you want to get her on actual dumb shit she said, that's fine. That one's bullshit, though.
Right. And look, here's the thing. I need people in the Republican Party or Republican constituents... If your stuff is real, if what you're saying is real, if your points you're saying are salient and correct, stop lying about them. Just make the point. You don't have to lie about it if it's real. If you have to take her purposely out of context and everything else to prove your point, that means your point was bullshit to begin with. So, not buying it. Not fucking buying it. Hate your whole party. It's garbage. It's fucking garbage.
It's terrible. The New York Times put out a very good article I recommend to everybody about how the Republican Party fucked up the Congress.
Yeah, they did. Without a doubt.
Specifically Mitch McConnell.
Also without a doubt. Like, that's not even a debatable point as far as I'm concerned. I mean, he has destroyed every point of order in the Senate. He has destroyed it. The second he refused to even bring to the floor a vote for Obama's Supreme Court choice, then the Senate was dead. At that point, it was fucking dead because it had become now it had become a complete partisan hack fucking organization.
Well, and that's okay. So there's been a lot of talk of all these open judge seats that Trump's getting to fill right now. Those are open because they wouldn't do hearings on any of Obama's nominees. There's literally like over 100 vacancies in the federal court system that were just open because they wouldn't even have hearings. So yeah, when it came time for a Supreme Court justice, they just did what they were always doing.
I fucking hate this.
They're just holding it open until a Republican comes in.
Yeah.
And you know, they like to point to Harry Reid, who had to break the Senate in the first place to
get anything
because
done.
they were obstructing all of his nominees before, and they're like, all right, well, people have to fill these jobs, and the Republican Party's like, that's where you're wrong, kiddo.
Yeah, and it's not what we do here.
Yeah, they're terrible. They're terrible, and they're not for any people who aren't rich. I don't get it. I don't get how anyone votes for the Republican Party. It doesn't make sense.
No, it legitimately does not make any sense. If you don't get it, I don't get it, man. I cannot imagine a scenario where I would listen to what these guys have to say and be well-informed and go, yeah, no, these guys, they're nailing it. Like, they're not, dude. They're just fucking liars. Every last one of them. They're just fucking liars.
Top to bottom.
Yeah.
And basically, like, Trump being the biggest liar of all time, like, is a permission structure for them to just spew bullshit.
Yeah. But, you know, whatever, man. The Democrats are the same, right, Susan Sarandon? Right? Like,
yeah,
they're the same.
Basically the same thing.
Same thing. Democrats do the same shit. I saw a comment on some political story. It was like, well, Democrats lie all the time and nothing ever happens to them. Look, politicians lie, but there's also degrees to this shit, right? Hey, you get to keep your doctor. Well, okay, maybe that's not quite true. And, you know, it's really because, you know, we're trying to give you better insurance, but we don't want you to freak out that maybe your shitty hometown doctor doesn't, you know, do all the things that they should be doing with their insurance. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a little tacit lie. And they blew that out of proportion or whatever. And look, some people lost their health care, which is not a small thing. It's serious. But the grounds by which that quote unquote lie was told was not on some like we're trying to sneak shit past you. Really. Like it just wasn't. If we're being intellectually honest. Hey, this is going to be a middle class tax cut is a straight up lie that they know is a lie. I don't give a fuck about poor people.
Trump going out last week. This is going to be bad for me. My accountants are mad at me and all my rich friends are pretty upset. No, they're not.
No, they're not, dude.
This is a fucking windfall. What are you talking about?
Yeah. You know, frankly, it's going to get to the point where like I have to just kind of be okay with this whole thing passing only for the reason that, yeah, it might save his family $1 billion, but they'll all be in fucking prison. So I don't really give a shit. Good. Give the money to Barron. Who cares? So he can truly become fucking Tony Stark with his Guccifer 3 work that he's probably working on. Who gives a shit? It's fine. It's fine.
Barron will lead the revolution. Barron will save us.
What if Barron just becomes a liberal as he gets older? Like Ronald Reagan Jr.?
No, like a straight up Marxist.
That's fine. Like Ronald Reagan Jr.
Ronald Reagan Jr. is just a regular liberal. I need like super left,
like Lenin,
left of Bernie, like yes,
like not John Lennon, like Vladimir Lennon.
I'm the walrus. What? I'm the walrus. Shut the fuck up, Johnny.
You're out of your element. I would love to yell, shut the fuck up to Donald Trump. Just once in my life. I would. Right to his face, dude.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie. To be carted out of some political event, but to know that he heard me, that would feel good. Like for him to respond, be like, oh, that guy, these black people, I tell you, it would be worth it. It would be worth it. Like, it would.
I would get kicked out of every event where I was near a Republican.
Yeah. Oh, 100%, dude. 100%.
Yeah. They wouldn't allow me, like, put me in a press briefing. It'll be my last one. My first one will be my last one.
What's the fucking statement? Like, grand opening, grand closing. Like, immediately, dude. Jay, you have a question? So, yes. What the fuck is your problem? Okay, you're done. All right, well, that was it. It was pretty good. Woo, got it out.
So, Sarah, you're a Christian, right? What's it like to know that you are definitely going to hell for this, right? There's no argument here. You're going to burn forever in a lake of fire, gnashing of teeth for all eternity. Oh, I'm being dragged up. You're going to hell, all of you.
Attica,
to hell.
Attica. Attica.
The Elaine bet his devil horns. You're going to hell.
Like, wow, this new New York Times reporter is fucking crazy. That's right.
I think that guy might be a little biased.
It's fine. Speaking of bias, by the way, before we move on, so the one guy on Robert Mueller's team got busted for sending email, like, anti-Trump emails and
texts
or texts. And look, I saw these Republicans. They're like, see, they're biased against Trump. I was like, I mean, that guy is biased. Like, that's true. But he got fired. Isn't that what you want?
Again.
Like, hey, this guy has anti-Trump sentiment. Okay, he's fired. Like, no big deal. And that guy was like a big deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're gone. Like, they're not, like, no. But if it was the reverse, he would have sent that and they would have been like, yeah, but it's fine. He can be impartial.
He's allowed to have political opinions, right?
Right. Like, they would never tolerate it going the other way. Come on, man. Like, that's what you want. It's not supposed to be that they're flawless, but if something is found out, then you get rid of them. That's accountability.
It's like just like we talked about with ABC. The guy got it wrong and he got suspended without pay for 4 weeks. That's how it should be.
Yeah. They don't have to be perfect. Yeah. They just have to have accountability.
They will constantly, every time you're, you know, if you ever find yourself trying to defend broadcast media news, the first thing will be is, yeah, but Brian Williams lied, and he got fired, and he hasn't been allowed on Big Boy NBC since.
Yeah.
He's on MSNBC at like 4:30 in the morning. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Like,
they couldn't shuffle him away fast enough.
Yeah. I just, again,
He's got the old Carson Daly spot but on NBC.
Yeah, he just.
But on MSNBC.
Yeah, he just comes on like on elections. Hey, everybody, remember me?
I think he has a show. He's like after Lawrence O'Donnell or something. They bury him.
Get the fuck out of here.
I think it's like they have a big contract and we have to pay him to do something. So you get like the 3 a.m. spot.
Fine, whatever. Get out of here.
I'm Brian Williams, and I replaced Tom Brokaw once. I'm so sad. Ugh. So very sad. And now to the news.
Like, I can't believe my daughter is now more famous than me. I cannot believe this.
For getting her buddy.
I wasn't going to say that, but I wasn't sure if you knew that reference. But yes. Fucking
I don't even watch that show that came across my that fell into my bailiwick.
Did you know Brian Williams' daughter got her ass eaten on TV? I knew that. I did know.
Look.
That's funny.
It's like, how would you not know that? Like,
it's fucking hilarious.
Brian Williams' daughter got her butt ate on a TV show. Yeah. People are going to hear about that.
Look, you got to look. People got to know. People got to know. Mm-hmm. She's also a raging racist.
And good for her.
Yeah. She's also a raging racist in Get Out.
Oh.
Yeah, she tricked.
Good. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's her.
Fucking Rose. Wouldn't give up the keys. You're a terrible
she's
white
acting.
Woman. No.
Acting.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
But she meant that.
She meant that shit. Nah, bro. That's why they chose her. It wasn't even. It was a documentary. It's not even a movie, just a fictional movie.
Didn't Jordan Peele say that?
Yes, it is a documentary.
But they put him in like the comedy section in Golden Globes. He's like, no, Get Out is a documentary.
Like, no, guys, for real. Shit is serious. All right, let's talk about something that actually is pretty serious. White House is considering replacing Rex Tillerson, a.k.a. the worst Secretary of State ever, with Mike Pompeo, who is the current CIA.
Mike Pompeo.
Who is the current CIA director. And they would replace...
And current, now, and forever, Koch brothers bitch.
Yeah, pretty much. And they would replace... Now, this part is a little crazy. They would replace Mike Pompeo as the CIA director with Tom Cotton as head of the CIA?
Uh-huh.
What the shit? Tom Cotton, the guy who wrote a letter to Iran undercutting Barack Obama during the Iran negotiations, that's where Tom Cotton became famous, is for basically working with a foreign government behind the back of the president, and that guy gets to run the CIA? Are you fucking shitting me?
Yes.
Is this the only... Does he just pick names that he's heard of? I don't know. Tom Cotton. Tom Cotton?
No, he picks people who... Like, he picks sycophants.
Yeah.
And Tom Cotton has had his nose buried up Trump's ass the whole time.
I mean, further than that guy did up Marnie's ass on Girls. You're welcome. Nailed it.
Excellent.
I mean, how disappointed are you in this news or potential news?
Dude, I don't know. Like, Mike Pompeo sucks.
Yes, he does. That is true.
And there's people freaking out like, oh, you can't put Tom Cotton in there. He's terrible. I'm like, is he worse than Mike Pompeo though?
Tom Cotton's got some pretty racist point of views, so maybe. I really don't need the CIA on some fucking like COINTELPRO shit with Black Lives Matter, so they're like, we must destroy Black Lives Matter that's in a foreign nation, like, but it's not. So what are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't know. They have the worst people in charge of every agency, so it's...
Yeah, that's true.
I guess this didn't hit me as hard as most people did. We have a couple of people in our fan group from Arkansas who are like, you cannot do that! Maybe they know better than me. Yeah, but hey, another open Senate seat, which means another special election. Woo! Arkansas this time.
I mean, hey, if we can make Alabama happen, you never can tell. I look, man, this is a disturbing trend, is just to put the worst of the worst people here. All I can hope, man, is that the Democrats come out guns motherfucking blazing in 2018, figuratively, by the way. And kick the shit out of the Republican Party, man. Like, I really hope so. If they could, look, and we'll talk about Alabama in a second. If they can flip Alabama or come fucking close, that's like, if that happens and Tillerson leaves and all this shifting goes around, they're going to go after Arkansas and they're going to go after it hard. Like, look, I don't think Roy Moore would be doing nearly as well, oddly, if the pedophilia thing didn't come up. Because,
really?
Yeah, because I think that people dug their heels in for Roy Moore. Mm. More so than if he was just an incompetent, bumbling moron. I think the chances of Jones winning might have been more... I don't want to say better, but I think it would be less... I think it would have either been one way or the other. I think either Moore would have been a runaway or Doug Jones would have been a runaway. I don't think it'd be as close.
Well, the thing about this scandal is it's taken the attention off all of the other awful shit about Roy Moore. And people are able to go, oh, yeah, he did some stuff as a young man, 35, whatever. But, I mean, he's been great since then. The Rush Limbaugh defense, he used to be a Democrat, so now he's a Republican, so it's all better. But he's been a piece of shit this whole time.
Yeah.
And So all of the ways he is terrible apart from that are not getting any kind of focus, which is why I like to bring them up. There's a lot. Like, he's not like he'd make a great senator except for this one thing. He's a piece of shit across the board.
Yeah, no, he sucks. And he fucks kids. So, like, that's also bad.
And he fucks kids. In addition to being terrible.
Yeah.
He has no regard for the rule of law. He has no regard for the Constitution.
Yeah, what's that?
He can't keep law and order in his own fucking house.
No. Shit, he can't even stay as judge. He can't.
Twice he's gotten kicked off for
general dirtbaggery.
For defying the law. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the worst.
Yeah. So
he's terrible in every possible way.
But that's what I'm saying. I think if the Democrats had focused on those things and didn't have to deal with the pedophilia thing, you might have gotten Republicans disillusioned enough with Roy Moore that Jones could have snuck in. Now it's going to be a matter of, I mean, really, for Democrats to win this race, Democrats are going to have to come out in droves, man. Like, fuck this guy. We're not going to have a goddamn pedophile in the Senate. Like, Democrats have to come out in droves, and you're going to have to pick off some Republicans to go, come on, guys. Come on. Either stay the fuck home or vote for a guy who literally was against the KKK. Surely that is a decent line. Guy against the KKK or pedophile. Like, this is not hard.
Yeah. Career prosecutor who, again, y'all the Law and Order Party, he's put some terrible criminals behind bars. Right. But that does nothing for you because my Christian values or whatever. Yeah. And he picked a fight with Jimmy Kimmel, which...
Yeah, that was not smart.
...is actually going to work for him.
Yeah.
Like, then it's because, oh, Hollywood elites are after Roy Moore. Burp, 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 burp.
Like, do you ever think that maybe the Hollywood elites are right about something? Like, sometimes you just go, maybe they're right. No, but not for them. So, it's fucking weird to me.
I love that you'll have Republicans who are like, Jimmy Kimmel should keep his fucking mouth shut, keep his opinions to himself, and then, like, turn around and retweet some Republican-y thing that Adam Carolla said. Like, those guys literally came from the same place.
Yeah, the fucking man show, dum-dums.
And before that, K-Rock and... in LA. Like,
right.
They came from the same radio station, the same TV show.
Yeah.
But now all of a sudden, Jimmy Kimmel's opinion is invalid because he's more liberal.
Yeah. Or, I don't like to hear celebrities' political point of view. You made a celebrity the president. Hello?
Because of his stupid opinions.
Yeah, exactly. That were not thought out at all. Literally at all. All right, so since we covered the Doug Jones, Roy Moore thing, we don't need to rehash that.
Next Tuesday, get out there and vote. Tell all your Alabama friends.
Please.
This is very important.
This is super important. This puts the Senate in play, man. It really does. Puts the Senate in fucking play.
So 2018 is really not favorable to us. It's a lot of Democrats having to defend their seats, and a lot of them in fairly hostile territory. Like... Joe Manchin, though, he's going to win. If you saw this piece of shit the Republicans dug up to run against him.
No, he's definitely going to win.
Joe Manchin is more popular in West Virginia than Donald Trump. As annoying as Joe Manchin is, he's going to win.
Good.
And we have to keep Joe Manchin there.
We have to. Ugh. We need him.
But he didn't buckle.
I thought he was going to buckle on the tax plan.
Dude, he didn't. Claire McCaskill didn't. She came out like... fire and thunder against this thing. Good for her. But John Tester, he's in Montana?
Yeah, but
like
the Montana is funny because it's Republican, but it's got a liberal streak. It's got that, like, don't tell me what to do streak. Like, they're like, I feel like Montana is like the working man. Like, if the Democrats really tried.
Yeah, so they're not really happy about getting fucked over for rich people because they don't really have any.
Right, like, that's really their problem, is, like, they don't have rich people there to be like, yeah, rich people are great. They're like, no, fuck that. There's me, a couple of cows, and nothing. So, look, I'm not giving my money to cows.
We need to protect small businesses, because that's the only way any of us have jobs. We all work at Bob's Corner Store, and if you fuck over Bob, we don't have jobs.
Right, so I feel like they, Montana gets it, so.
Yeah, weirdly, but... But it is significantly easier to win back the Senate if we already have one in the bank. Because there's two that look pretty easy. Dirty Dean Heller will be out of a job. Mark my words. I will assure it myself. Don't worry, America. I got this.
I got this. Dirty Dean Heller.
Dirty Dean Heller. Arizona, I think we can win. I think we're going to put Kyrsten Sinema, a.k.a. Sexy Joe Manchin.
That's right.
We're gonna put her in with a fine ass.
True. It's very crass. I don't care for that sort of language.
Dev, have you seen this insane person that the Republicans are trying to put in?
No, she's nuts.
Kelly, whatever her name is.
I don't remember, but
Chemtrail Kelly.
Chemtrail Kelly. She's a fucking lunatic.
Those, I think we can win. After that, the most suitable one is Texas. So it's not friendly territory.
No. But look, man, when there's a blue wave, you never know. It throws things, or a wave either way.
We've got some Texas listeners who are prepared to put the walking shoes on and put in some work for Beto O'Rourke. So
do it.
I'm happy to hear that. Do it.
They don't. Ted Cruz's parents don't like Ted Cruz. Like, they hate him. Like, what do we do? God, we made a mistake. We gave birth to the Zodiac Killer.
But yes, if we have the Senate, we can stop a lot of this shit.
Oh, shit. If we got the House.
Well, no. So if we had the Senate.
That's impeached.
Trump has to put up reasonable people.
Yeah, that's true.
He can no longer confirm lunatics to everything.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
They would have to give us, like, it would be Republicans. But they'd have to give us, like, normal-ish Republicans, right?
Yeah. But look, here's the thing.
They're not going to say, hey, let's put Tom Cotton in front of the CIA. And
yeah, go ahead and try.
They'll go, no.
No, fuck off. What's your experience? Well, I understand what the CIA does. Yeah, hit the bricks, motherfucker. Beat it. Like, get out of here. You wrote a letter to a foreign government undercutting a current president. Suck my dick from the back. You're not working here. Fuck off. No, you're done. Yeah, fuck. Yo, Tom Cotton. That's the most insulting thing I've ever heard. That's the most insulting thing I've ever heard. Why don't you just put Vladimir Putin as the fucking head of the CIA, you assholes? Fuck out of here.
Oh, great. I just got an alert from the Washington Post. RNC to support Roy Moore in Senate race in Alabama weeks after cutting ties with campaign. There are no heroes in the Republican Party.
Don't worry, I've already met.
There are no heroes in the Republican Party.
Don't worry, I've already made the image for the episode. I've already done it. I did that about 25 minutes ago. And it's actually perfect. There are no. You're absolutely right. Also, here's some breaking news. What's his name? Who's our defense secretary? McMaster says that we are very close to war with North Korea. Most people don't want to think about it, but it gets closer every day. So, yay. Chuck Grassley is a piece of garbage.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, pretty much. Chuck Grassley is quoted as saying, when talking about the repeal of the estate tax in the Republican tax plan, says, quote, I think not having the estate tax recognizes that people are investing. As opposed to those who are just spending every darn penny they have, whether it's on booze or women or movies. As a person who does spend his money on booze, women, and movies, go fuck yourself. Like, one, it's the estate tax for people who have $11 million to send off to their kids. That's not the average person. This is like when, I think it was globalist cuck Gary Cohn said that, you know, they're going to save, you know, a middle class family is going to save $1,000 and they could buy a car or renovate a kitchen with that money. I was like, yo, do you know what anything costs? Like, my wife and I do very well. We cannot renovate our very small kitchen for $1,000. What are you talking about?
You can,
You can put in a new microwave and like four tiles.
Yeah, yeah. We
you can get a lot done with $1,000.
Like, yeah, we renovated our our kitchen. Oh, what'd you do? We put new countertops, and then we had to pay $4,000 because that's not what it cost. What are you talking about?
And hey, shithead, we have an economy that is dependent on people buying shit. Shut up. Let people buy things.
They don't know any, like, I look, by the way, I can't wait to be, I want to be that rich that I just don't know what things cost for poor people. I'm just like, you just buy a house for $1,000, right? I mean, I don't know, guys, I've never even seen a dollar bill before. I don't know. I just don't know. I'm so rich.
You could buy a banana. How much could it cost? $10?
Right.
It's like fucking, it's fucking Rain Man.
Yeah.
How much is a Snickers bar? About $100. Like, how much is that convertible? About $100.
Like, what are you, insane? Yeah. Gary Cohn thinks that you could buy a car for $1,000.
He doesn't know.
No, because the last
he hasn't bought a car that costs less than $100,000 in 50 years.
Yeah, he's just like, I don't get it. Why would I buy, what is it, a Hyundai?
You could buy one of them speedy new Datsuns for $1,200. I saw it on Price is Right.
like, what is it? Is that a Gremlin? Wow, that's amazing.
Go get yourself a new AMC Pacer.
I don't know what you broke boys are buying.
What do you people drive?
Doesn't everyone have an Aston Martin? No? Okay, that seems weird. Yeah, there's something wrong with you. That's really the issue.
But every time a Republican talks about like the way people spend their money, they like literally criticize capitalism. Hey, it's weird.
You guys keep spending your money on movies. Yeah,
they're just going out and going to the movies and buying shoes. Yeah, that's the economy, stupid head. What are you talking about?
They legitimately don't know how the shit that they advocate for. How it works. It's incredible to me.
Poor people out there buying TVs.
Yeah, that's what they're gonna do.
That's literally what they do. Yes.
Jesus. Everybody is stupid.
Because Walmart, who I'm sure has given you a lot of money, needs to sell them fucking TVs, dude.
Yeah. That's how all of this shit works, you stupid idiots. Everyone is dumb. All right, let's talk about Paul Ryan real quick in his hypocrisy.
Piece of shit. Fuck him. Fuck that guy.
Representative Blake Farenthold settled a sexual harassment claim for $84,000. And by the looks of it, he should have probably paid more.
That's a follow-up to the John Conyers story. Yes. Where we had talked about there's like a – it sounded worse than it was because it was like there's a congressional – payout system where taxpayer money is going to pay for these harassment claims. I'm like, oh shit, this is probably a mountain of money. They looked into it. There's two dudes. So, I mean, it's a refreshingly low number.
Yes.
Given as scummy as dudes are.
Yeah.
But yes. So, what's this fucker's name? Blake Farenthold. He's a representative from Texas. He's a Republican.
Of course.
So, oh, since we talked last week, everybody has said Conyers got to go.
Yep.
Even Pelosi, who backed him. Yep. It's like, all right.
Look.
Call it a career, Chuck.
Look, I got to tell you, though. That means Franken has to go. It does. Like, you cannot, as much as it sucks, you cannot advocate for Conyers leaving and then just be quiet on Franken. It's impossible at this point.
Well, here's the thing, though. They're doing an investigation.
Yeah. Which keeps him around a little bit.
With Farenthold and Conyers, it's been settled. They've paid out settlements. It's done. It's decided.
Yeah.
They have been found at fault.
Paul Ryan has literally nothing to say about this.
Really? That's surprising.
I'm just keeping my mind on the Senate. I don't have time to think about that. But yet you think that Al Franken and John Conyers should absolutely step down. Okay.
They asked him recently because he had
he actually had some strong statements against Roy Moore. And they're like, well, what about Donald Trump? Didn't he do the same thing? Like, I'm more focused on Congress.
Mm-hmm.
I want to punch
Paul Ryan right in his stupid face.
And then there, meanwhile, a member of his caucus in the House. What about that guy?
I'm just concentrating on the president right now. I mean, I don't know.
I'm just focusing on these tax cuts.
I'm just trying to help you poor people buy your car for $1,000. Fucking asshole. Paul Ryan deserves a punch in the face.
Speaking of 2018, Randy Bryce, everybody support Randy Bryce. He is taking on Paul Ryan in the House.
Good. He's going to probably lose.
Iron Stash,
ugh,
who has the best campaign commercial I've seen in a long time. Did you watch that?
No, I haven't seen it.
He's an iron worker and like ahead of the union and like, I guess, you know, in management in iron. And he's like, it's like the dramatic, like taking off my hard hat, putting on my tie. I'm going to go represent the people of Wisconsin.
Okay.
It's fantastic. But yeah, look up the Iron Stash commercial.
Iron Stash. That's fair.
Iron Stash.
Look, man, do what you got to do.
He has a wonderful mustache.
Good.
But yes, Paul Ryan is not very popular because
he stinks.
Well, yes. So we hate him, but also like your Breitbart types hate him.
Oh, of course they do. He's not down for the Trump brand. Not really. Like,
yeah, he occasionally comes out and is like, hey, racism's bad, guys. And, you know, that doesn't.
They're like, no, racism is the perfect thing. Yeah. No, he's not. He's not enough of a social piece of shit.
Yes, he is beatable. And yeah, Randy Bryce is great.
All right. Okay, so next up, again, we talked about foreign policy just real quick. I don't really have any big stories, but we're going to go into North Korea at some point and make a massive mistake that will help to destroy the planet. So that we got that going for us.
In foreign policy, we're all going to die.
That's correct. I'm going to do the Paul Manafort story second because it is amazing and you have no idea about it.
Randy Bryce got endorsed by Bernie Sanders.
Excellent. Get out there, lip cucks, and vote. this week.
So he's obviously a communist.
Fucking. There's Vladimir Lenin's endorsement. this week in Stupid. You want to take this one? This is about Trump's campaign. This is amazing.
Yeah, so two people who worked on the Trump campaign are putting out a book called Let Trump Be Trump.
Which is Corey Lewandowski's big statement.
Yeah, Corey Lewandowski and David Bossie wrote this book.
But by the way, go fuck yourself because you stole that from the West Wing. Let Bartlett be Bartlett. That is a President Jed Bartlett. So you stole it, and you stole it from liberals because everything that's good is from liberals, and everything bad is from conservatives.
Everything. So this is supposed to be like a pro-Trump book that makes him look good, but there's some hilarious things in it that make him look like a fucking maniac.
or portrays him accurately, as I would say.
There's nobody more in the tank for Trump than Corey Lewandowski and David Bossie, right? And he's just talking about how Trump is screaming at everybody at the top of their lungs. His McDonald's order is...
Yo, he's a fucking fat piece of shit, dude. Come on.
I have had some fatty moments in my life. I have definitely eaten a lot of food that I really shouldn't have and felt like garbage afterwards. But this is amazing. I couldn't eat this if, like, Joe Rogan was cheering me on with $1 million on the line. Two Big Macs, two filet of fish, and a chocolate malted.
Ugh. One, okay, a chocolate malted is disgusting. Two, Big Macs are the worst fucking thing to get at McDonald's because... it's disgusting. Thousand Island dressing on a hamburger is gross. If you eat that,
it's just bread.
Yeah. Like if you eat that,
it's just so much bread.
If you eat that, the terrorists truly have won. Okay.
Has anyone ever eaten one Big Mac and not felt like a piece of shit immediately afterwards? I've done it. It's you immediately regret it. Yeah. You're just like, why did I do that to myself?
Like, hey guys, why don't I eat a hamburger that has two patties on it, a third piece of bread that's soggy and gross, and then put salad dressing on it like a fucking anarchist? Get out of here. It's disgusting. And also,
his regular order is two of those.
Two? You fucking animal. And then he gets
two Filet-O-Fish.
Look, Filet-O-Fish is the second most disgusting thing they sell at McDonald's. It's gross. It is a, and I put this in hard finger quotes, fish square, okay? It is not fish. I don't know what it is. It's bullshit. It is a protein square flavored like fish that is deep fried and gross. And they put a slab of American cheese, in quotes, and then they put fucking tartar sauce on it. Ew, dude. If you eat that, you are a psychopath. It is disgusting. Go eat real fish. It comes out of an ocean somewhere. Ugh. No, man. And he has two of those. Yo, he is going to die of a heart attack. The second they put any charges on him, he is going to have a fucking heart attack. And it's going to be great.
It is amazing that he is still alive right now, knowing that he ate this all the time.
All the time. Now, let's talk about Hope Hicks, because Hope Hicks is my favorite person in this otherwise Shakespearean tragedy that is this story.
So, she has a machine to steam his pants that he has her operate on his pants while he's wearing them.
Hope Hicks has to steam his dick. That's amazing. Steam his pants. It should have been a euphemism.
And it's not. And there's this story about how he was screaming at Hope Hicks for forgetting the machine one time. Like, I don't know how they think this makes Trump look good. He sounds like a fucking maniac.
By the way, I have a steamer. I steam my clothes just about every day. That's a little bougie insight into who I am. I steam all of my shirts. I've put clothes on and like, oh, I need to like steam this little thing. So you like kind of pull the clothes away from you and steam it. I've also been burned by a steamer because, you know, that's what happens when you try to steam something that you're wearing. It fucking hurts. Why would you steam your pants while wearing them? There's no way. There's no way that's true.
He has no functioning nerves left due to gout.
From eating two big, disgusting Macs and two disgusting fish squares that are apparently called fish fillets. Or excuse me, Filet-O-Fish.
Well, we've heard some stories where he he sends people out for McDonald's when he has White House chefs that would cook like 5-star meals for him in the White House.
Yes.
This guy eats garbage. And he's going to die. I don't think we're going to get to impeach him. I think he's going to die. Which is fine. I mean, whatever. I'd rather he suffered. I'd rather he died in prison. But as long as he's dead, that's fine. There's a part in here. I don't know how Lewandowski thinks this makes anyone look good.
I think because
I don't know how
I think he's a sycophant. So I think he thinks anything about Trump makes him look good.
He describes an argument that he had with Paul Manafort, where Paul Manafort was suggesting that Trump shouldn't do the Sunday shows anymore.
No, of course not, because he's not smart enough to do the Sunday shows.
It's not working out for him, right? So he's like, maybe you shouldn't do the Sunday shows anymore. And Trump yells at Manafort. Says, did you say I shouldn't be on TV on Sunday? I'll go on TV anytime I goddamn fucking want, and you won't say another fucking word about me, Trump yelled at Manafort, according to Lewandowski. Tone it down. I want to turn it up. You're a political pro? Let me tell you something. I'm a pro at life. I've been around a time or two. I know guys like you with your hair and skin. Lewandowski called it one of the greatest takedowns in the history of the world.
Is it? Because it makes him sound like a goddamn moron. Look at you, Andy.
Raving lunatic.
Look at you, Andy, with your hair, your skin. How dare you? But By the way, what I take from that is look at you with your hair and skin. I don't have real hair, and my skin isn't a real color.
Right. Yes, with his spray tan and his fucking comb over. He's going to talk about other people's hair and skin.
Yeah, he's like, look at you with your Rob Blagojevich mane of hair and your normal skin tone made by God or whatever.
Paul Manafort looks like a relatively normal human being.
Yeah.
Next to Trump.
Yeah, he does.
Hey, he uses some gesture, man. That's obvious, but you know.
That's fine. That's fine. It's whatever. I'm going to need you. I'm going to need you to click on the next story so we can close out this episode on a high note.
Oh, yes. There's also on Trump Force One, there were four major food groups: McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, pizza, and Diet Coke.
Oh, yeah.
Plains cupboards are stacked with Vienna fingers.
Oh, my potato God. What?
Potato chips, pretzels, and many packages of Oreos because Trump would not eat from a previously opened.
That's cupboard. Amazing, dude. That's an amazing part of that story. One, and give them to me. I love Oreos. Like, oh, you only had four? Cool. I'll eat the rest of these sleeves of Oreos, you psycho. He eats Vienna sausages or Vienna fingers?
Yeah.
Dude, that is like a fillet of fish on heroin. Like, don't eat that. Holy shit.
I can't find him, but there's a part where one of his aides was like, had a complicated order at McDonald's, which how complicated could it possibly be?
Give me the 45. Oh, two Big Macs, two filet of fish, an apple pie, and a heart attack, you fat fuck. What else would you like?
So they were taking too long with somebody's order, so they just left him at McDonald's.
Yeah, that was fucked up, dude.
Took off.
That was fucked up. They're just like, yeah, we're...
Because his order took too long. Like, why would anyone work for this lunatic?
He's a dick. When he eventually goes to prison or gets expelled from the presidency, the write-ups about him are going to be magical. Like, once he's out of...
There's going to be so many great books.
Right, because once he's out of power and has no ability to, like, strike back at people, it's going to be incredible. Because people are just going to be like, dude, yo, you think ironing somebody's pants while they're wearing them is crazy? Let me tell you about this shit. Like, people are going to come out with the fucking knives out, man. It's going to be amazing.
My Life in Hell by Hope Hicks.
Yeah. He made me touch his filthy, disgusting 2-inch penis. It was gross. Steaming his pants was, in fact, a euphemism. Ugh. All right. I need you to open the story. It's amazing.
Okay.
And I want you to read the headline because it's so good.
All right. From CNN, fake news. Manafort worked on op-ed with Russian while out on bail.
Paul Manafort
Does he think he's not going to prison forever? Like, what is he doing?
Former Trump, this literally broke today, like this afternoon. Former Trump campaign chairman, Paul, the dumbest man on planet Earth, Manafort, was ghostwriting an op-ed while on bail last month with a Russian who has ties to Russian intelligence service, Justice Department Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team said Monday.
What are you doing?
On a new... Dude, he was working on this op-ed, ghostwriting this op-ed, as late as last Thursday. So now they're like, oh yeah, that's cool. We're going to pull your privileges of traveling without your ankle bracelet and, you know, running around the country and like doing business and stuff. No, we're going to pull all that. You're going to be on house arrest again, my guy. Because you're a fucking idiot. And of all the people to work with, you're working with someone in Russian intelligence again. Go to prison. Jesus,
what are you doing? What do you think you're in trouble for? And you go straight back to the Russians?
Hey, guys, they'll never know it's me. They're going to know. But you don't think they're listening in? You don't think they're, like, checking out your phone records, your internet traffic? Like, no, dude, they are. They are 100% doing that.
It just came out that they let him out of house arrest. They're like, all right, we'll let you go. And he goes straight to the Russians, like, okay, you go back to your fucking house. What are you doing?
He put up $11 million of property to get out of house arrest. Yeah. Okay.
To keep him in the country. Yeah.
So
if he leaves the country, then
it's gone.
Bob Mueller just gets to keep all that shit. Bob Mueller's got a new fucking beach home, basically.
Yeah. it's time for the swan to chill in Paul Manafort's new house. Thanks, dum-dum. I am shocked. I am shocked by this information. This is incredible to me.
Does he think he's getting away with this?
I think he thinks so. I think he believes that he is.
He's not.
No.
There is nobody more fucked than Paul Manafort.
Good? Like, all right. Like, I just don't get it. I really don't. I don't understand why you're that stupid.
If you want that dude to roll, threaten to send him to the Ukraine.
Yeah, buddy. We're going to put you on a fucking first flight back. They will put a bullet in your head before you leave the tarmac once you land there, buddy. Nah, dude. I'd be like, yeah, you're going back. And he'd be like, ah. And I'd be like, no, tell us everything you know. All of it.
Roll, you son. Flip, you son of a bitch. Yeah. Look how light we were on your boy Mike over here.
Yeah, look, it's fine. Don't even worry about it, man. It's no big deal.
You can have nice guy Bob or angry Bob. Yeah. And right now, I'm leaning towards angry Bob. I gotta tell you.
Nah, man. I would wake Paul Manafort up in the middle of the night, just bang on his door, and just slide pictures of Sam the Eagle, because that's who Paul Manafort, or that's who Robert Mueller looks like. Just slide pictures of Sam the Eagle right under his door, and just with the word "flip" stamped on the front of it.
Don't do crimes with me, by the way. I will flip on you.
Oh yeah, yeah. That whole idea, like, oh, don't snitch. Nah, I'm snitching. Nope.
I'm going to take one for the team. Nah. No, I'll be the first. You don't even have to come get me. I'll be at the door knocking. Yeah, I'd like to turn myself in.
Nope, he did it.
It was him.
I stay over snitching.
That guy. Yeah, he did that. Yeah.
I stay snitching. Fuck that noise. Fuck out of here.
Probably why nobody invites me to do crimes with them.
Yeah. Nope. Yeah, so that is it for us. But that ends on an amazing note. Paul Manafort is the dumbest person on planet fucking Earth. But hey, I guess he could have got busted doing more money laundering. Why not? Wait till next week, I guess. Dummy. All right, that's it for us. Make sure you...
we'll see you.
Yeah, we'll see you during the hopeful election of Doug Jones. And not
in the death race between Trump to get thrown out of office and do as much damage as possible before he leaves.
Yep, absolutely. The country's in a downward spiral, but at least we can laugh about it while we cry. So we got that going.
Yes.
All right, guys. We will see you guys next week.
See ya.